Joy 99, encouraging your life. Hey, good morning. It's Tommy and Brooke, and we are joined by our friend that we love to talk to every Tuesday morning, Dan Seaborn from Winning at Home. Hi there, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good to be able to be with you again. It's been far too long since we get to hang out in the studio, so hopefully that day is coming soon.
I agree.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
So what's on your heart today, Dan? I know that you feel like there's a message that God's kind of been putting on your heart.
I do. I've been doing this thing where I try to rise to, as we talked about before, I believe, the 30,000-foot view, not getting caught up in the muck of the day-to-day, and continuing to try to see maybe a bigger picture that God has going on. So I've been having this thought that I think God is giving us an opportunity right now through these last, say, 6 months, however we want to pick it there, of seeing the need of people around us, of seeing the importance of unity. You know, we go through the COVID thing. We're not totally out of that yet, but we obviously are moving through it. And people are on all sorts of sides. We've talked about that before. And mm-hmm. God's given us a place here where we can rise above and say, though I don't always agree with you on this topic, I love you. I care about you. You're one of God's kids too. And you may think different than me, but I'm good with that. And now, we as a society, I think, are challenged yet again to take something that is chaotic, just like coronavirus. It's chaotic.
Yeah.
And though I don't think God is a God of chaos, I believe God uses chaos to draw us closer to Him. And I'm specifically today going to talk a little bit about the situation that's happened in our society with George Floyd. I mean, this is an incredible thing that our society is facing. It's causing mass riots. It's causing mass chaos. And yet in the middle of it, I believe it's an opportunity for all of us to say, God, what could you teach me through this? How are you guiding me through this? Like for me personally, you guys know me enough to know I've been listening to the Lord in my life for the past 30 years, something a 90-year-old lady taught me. Her name was Mary Gee. And I've been just trying to go, God, what is it you want me to see in this time? And yeah, I know I lead Winning at Home, but to me right now, you talk about an opportunity for parents to shape children and to guide children and mm-hmm. to give insight and thoughts to children. It's just huge. And so that's kind of where I want to go with you this morning, if you guys are ready to tackle it a little bit.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Let's go.
Well, let me start with this. So everything that I teach and I say, I want to always make sure I have a foundation in God's Word. I said to my staff the other day, if this starts becoming about my opinion or your opinion, we're going to get in a lot of trouble. So let's go to God's Word, which says to us in Psalm 89:14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. So justice is in the Bible about 200 times. God is all about justice. And if we're talking about something that He builds His throne on and He calls it justice, then I think we need to take a good hard look at in our life, in our world, is there justice? Because we don't get, I don't believe, how deep this issue truly is. Like, I realize today that I'm a white guy. I got it. I get it. But I'm going to tell you what, growing up, you know, I grew up in an area that was very racist, and one of my, I believe, callings on my life, even as a young boy, as I begin to grow up, was to see, I want to be a chain breaker. I want to raise children who do not see color, who do not see and are a part of racism, because I grew up in an area where it was strong. And right now, I'm just, as a white man, I'm going to just say to some of those who are white men listening to me today, anyone who is willing to hear this, if you can just hear it from my heart, there are 40 million African American people who are hurting today. They're straight up, flat out hurting. And I realize that some may go, I don't get it. I know. That's the point. You don't see it. You don't understand it. And the best way I can describe that is when I grew up in high school, you know, I was an outcast. I was the wrong side of tracks. I remember my teachers didn't like me. And I remember thinking, I can't do anything about it. I was definitely the most likely in my high school not to succeed. So I remember as a kid going, nothing's going to come in my life. I got no chance to get out of it. I'm from the wrong place. And that is so minuscule to what I think many of my African-American friends feel all the time. And I, as a man want to address it today. And I want to say, I want to use a couple of analogies. Listen to this. If today, any parent listening to me, listen to this thought. If today, your child, you pick your kid, maybe they're an adult, maybe they're a little kid. I don't know, but watch this. If you heard them today saying, please, please, I can't breathe. I'm going to tell you, as a parent, you would do anything you could do to help that child get a breath or to try to protect them from what they're feeling.
Yes.
For many of us who have been right to life advocates, and I'm one of the top ones, get it. We're partners together in that. That's what we do. I get it. We're all together in it. Winning at Home believes in that. But listen, that unborn child, if they could speak, would say, please, please, I can't breathe. And we would go, we have to speak for them. We have to stand up for them. Mm. And I'm going to tell you, George Floyd is in that exact same category. And for years, some of my friends who are African-American, I speak around the country with them, they have hurt in their hearts for years. My soul hurts for them today. And I'm just asking us as people, as individuals, can we please understand that caring for those who are hurting today is taking a step and moving your heart toward being a little more like God's heart. When you see that there has been injustice over time and that God is a God of justice, it's one of the foundations of who He is and what He stands for. God Almighty says, please pursue justice. And today, as a group of people, today as a body of believers listening on the radio, we have a chance to move a little more toward the heart of God. And today, I'm just inviting us all, bring your kids along, talk to them, and I'm going to give you some little steps on how to do that. But Tommy and Brooke, I don't know, maybe I'm not communicating it clearly, but my heart is so big today for those who are hurting, who have been hurting for a long time. And it's so frustrating to me to see how the society and how those who are bringing riots about, those people don't represent the hearts of those who have been hurting for years and generations. And it's so frustrating to me that the story and the agenda becomes about that, because we're missing the bigger picture of trying to bring justice to some spots where justice has not existed.
You're right.
Well, if we can take a break, I'd love to let you explain some of those little steps that we can take in a few minutes, if you're okay with that, Dan.
That's great.
Okay, good. Hang on. We'll be back with more with Dan Seaborn from our friend at Winning at Home in a moment here at Joy 99.